Yes. Welcome. Welcome to Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast.
Very, very mentalistic. Yes. Weird.
The mentalist.
It's going down.
Who's the mentalist?
Who knows here. What, dude?
I thought it was Oz for sure.
It's O's. It's like somebody owes you money, man.
I said ooze. Ooze.
Ooze is what my high school gym teacher called. He's like, ooze, Oz, whatever the hell your name is, get in the pool.
Yeah.
That was my experience as a ninth grader.
O's, the mentalist.
O's.
I know, right? Weird name.
Yeah.
Well, O's is a stage name. Everyone thinks I made this name up. I'm like, really? Dude, I would not have made this name up.
O's is your name.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
One of my best stories ever is the fact that I was buying weed off this guy in high school. and he had my name down. And when he called me, he's like, you want an ounce? I'm like, no, man, I just want an eighth. And he's like, well, it says OZ right here. And he's like, your name is Ounce? I'm like, no, dude. On my bachelor party, literally my shirts say Ounce. That name stuck for years.
That's a good, dude. That's a pretty cool nickname.
Yeah. Ounce, that's pretty nice.
When I was a kid, I was like, every cereal box says my name.
Yeah,
and that's where I got so confident.
Dude, Ounce the Mentalist.
Yeah. Dude, that's a good transition. Lamar's getting royalties on
Lamar's
that.
Lamar's chiming in a little. Where are you from originally?
I was born in Israel, hence the unusual name. It's Israeli.
Whoa.
And then I moved to the States when I was 3, and then I moved all over the place, but I mostly grew up in Michigan.
Okay.
Went to Michigan. I saw the Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Shane's like, ah. First game I ever went to, Big House, we beat Notre Dame. No offense.
What year? Was it a night game?
99.
Oh, 99.
99, bro. Big House. It set 99. The record for the most attendance at a football game ever. I'm sure it's been broken since.
I was at the Big House when they broke it.
Oh, really?
Later.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the first night game, or second night game.
Night game, yeah.
And then they broke it again. This is just good banter.
I forget my card. I can't remember.
Tennessee, Virginia Tech, Bristol Motor Speedway. All right.
Matt had one job. Think of a fucking card.
It's impossible. I've been repeating the number in my head. Yeah.
I think I have it.
You'll live.
But yeah, I was watching. I'd watched your clips so many times. I loved it. The Seahawks, the Buccaneers ones. And then,
do you know how this whole thing went down? I'm at the cellar. I get front table, corner. I see Shane crush it. It was a fun night. I was like a boys' night. I haven't seen my buddies in forever. These college guys all went to Michigan with me. We get hammered. I'm like you. I've got a bunch of kids. And I'm like going out pretty strong that night. Hurt the next morning. And I text Shane. And
are your
Shane,
kids also mentalists?
They're not yet.
It's not genetic?
6'4", 2". We'll see. They're young. My daughter can read my mind. She gets whatever she wants, man. But dude, I just write to Shane because this set was like, I felt bad because I don't know if I want to say this stuff here, but like Ryan Hamilton, I've seen him do his set before with the hitting the bus thing and he crushed with it.
Yeah,
and you
so
crushed
good.
It so hard that he took the wind out of the room, man. He comes up there and bombs because you just, like my chest was still hurting. My chest was hurting. And I was like, this poor guy, I was telling my buddies, I'm like, dude, this guy's normally, not about you, about him. Like, this is so funny, but getting hit by the bus. But nobody can even recover. And
thank
I'm
you.
Like a comic groupie, man. I you know how rock stars want to be movie stars, movie stars want to be rock stars. I wish I was a comedian.
Mentalists want to be comics.
Not all of them.
I'm a comedian who wants to be a mentalist.
I wish I was a fucking mentalist.
I know.
But well, thank you very much. And Ryan Hamilton getting hit by a bus is one of the
it's amazing.
So fucking funny.
No, I've been there before. I went there with my wife. We were dying, we were in stitches, so it's a tribute to you, the fact that he bombed after you.
I doubt he bombed, but
I'll never forget. I've been at the cellar. I used to live in the village, and I used to go to the cellar once a week, man. This is when there was no cover charge. I'm like showing my age here. I'm 40. But dude, we'd go to the cellar once or twice a week, every week. And I one time saw Mike Vecchione go up right after. Dude's going to kill me. I can't remember this right, but it was either Chris Rock or Jerry Seinfeld because it was a drop-in. And dude, Vecchione crushed it so hard that you forgot that Chris Rock was on before him. And I was wasted. Again, running theme at the cellar. 2-drink minimum and then keep going. I go into the bathroom and that's the tightest bathroom maybe in the world.
Yeah.
Literally, like I could hold your dick like from right here.
It's very unwell. You'd be shocked. I don't think you could get it from with your arms, your arm length on
just
my body.
My mind.
You might
just
not
with
be
my
able
mind.
To get it.
It's just in my mind. Dude, I start talking to Mike Vecchione. It's the most uncomfortable thing ever, I'm sure, for him because some drunk assholes next to him, like chatting, telling him how great he was while both of our dicks are out. He's like, please stop talking to me. I'm like, dude, you killed it. He's like, let's not talk right now. We're both peeing, but I'll never forget.
Vecchione's unbelievable.
Dude.
That does help, though, when somebody like that big and famous goes before you.
Except that it was weird for him that I was talking to him while peeing.
Yes,
that was it offset the kindness.
Yeah, but that helps sometimes. When somebody like Chris Rock goes before you, the whole room's happy.
Right.
When you, so guys then when you go on, they're like, oh, this is, we had the time
no
of our life.
And there's no expectation.
Right.
Well, LeMaire, what was that you were trying to?
I was going to say, when you guys are peeing, were you thinking, were you like, oh, you look, you're, I think you're thinking that you're uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was, didn't take a mind reader for that.
It's going to be tough to read his mind. He's a fucking idiot. I'm sorry, LeMaire, you're bright. You're the butter dog. The dog with the butter.
I like how Matt's so uncomfortable. I told him when I walked in, I'm like, dude, think of a card. He's like, I don't even know what it is anymore. This guy.
I know it.
Guy,
I got it.
This guy had one job.
It's
like,
in my head. I'm,
can you pick any card in the deck in your brain?
Ketosis. It's in my head. I got it. It's right there.
Yeah, man. So this is how it all came out. I wrote to Shane. I DM'd him. I just dropped into the DMs just to like show some love. And he's like, dude, you got to come on the podcast. Yes. And like, let's do it. I'm a fan. I can't believe you're a fan. When he wrote me back, I'm like, what? You know about mentalism?
Yeah. No, I mean, I saw the Seattle, the Seahawks video is incredible.
Oh, man. That was, dude, it's, you know when you get lucky, like things are luck. So when that happened, I shot one for the Bucks. And that one actually went the worst because, man, that was like, I think the week Tom Brady and Giselle were, I was reading his mind. I was like, something's not right at home, bro. and then I went and we did the Ravens, which were awesome.
Yeah.
And Lamar, you know how it works at these, most of these organizations, the quarterback, when they're the star, they kind of call the shots behind the scenes. You can't like tell them, get the quarterback on stage. You know, Brady does what Brady wants. And Lamar was trying to sneak out because I think he was scared of me. I thought he thought there was some like dark magic going on. He got scared,
well,
man.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced you're not the devil.
Yeah. And so Lamar.
You're the scariest thing a black person possibly encountered, dude.
Yes.
You're a mystical Jew, dude.
That's my tagline, mystical Jew. So, dude, Lamar tries sneaking out of the conference room. And dude, I can see the producers from ESPN be like, gotta get Lamar. Because he didn't want to be in. So, like, you got to win him over. You know, a lot of these guys, they don't know. You're going to make fun of him, make him look silly. So, dude, right as he's walking, I'm like, no, Lamar, come back. And I gave him this envelope. If you haven't seen this one, you got to see it.
I haven't seen it.
Just Google Baltimore Ravens, Mentalist, or O's, which looks like Oz. But just it'll come up right away. It's got tons of hit views. So, anyway, he comes back in, and it's this thing where he's holding the FedEx envelope. And he starts picking people on his team to say stuff. And I'm like, imagine you go to Super Bowl this year, which didn't happen, but sorry. And I'm like, who are you going to play? And I'm like, Lamar, what's the score going to be? And tell us who's going to be the halftime act and all this stuff, dude. And I don't want to spoil it, but dude,
sure.
It was bananas. And at the end of that clip, I'm talking, you know, 75 grown men, all of them like hugging me. I had a high five down the line. Like I just won the Super Bowl on the way out. It was just, it was so.
That the, maybe I did see that one. Is that the one where there's a correction? Where
yes. He says Kodak. I don't want to spoil it.
Yes. Yeah. And then, so, I did see that. It was
so
incredible.
That one went amazing. The Bucks was like so because the energy was weird in the room. It was like, it wasn't bad. Don't get me wrong. But like there's a new coach there, Coach Bowles. It was a little more strict.
Tom was sitting front and center. Like,
Tom was front and center. Did not want to be in the show.
Weird. Yeah.
He likes to let everybody else shine, man. He's like, use all the younger guys.
Yes. Was that after he lost like $4 billion in FBTX or whatever?
No.
I see something terrible coming.
I'm like, Tom, quit, buy a lottery ticket. And so then we go to the Seahawks, man. We were on a hot streak. We did these every 2 days with ESPN. And we get to the Seahawks. Wait, do you want to hear this stuff?
I saw it. It was story. Awesome.
And so the way it works is they got to mic people up, right? It's not set up. Everyone's like, oh, it's fake. It's staged. Dude, nothing staged. I can't bribe Lamar Jackson. He's got $250 million to pretend to help me out. You know, he'll be like, screw you. So we get in there and we're in the morning at the Seahawks and we're supposed to mic up a couple of guys like DK Metcalf. They try to get some of their stars in because good for the team. It's good for me. And dude, we get in there and I'm supposed to go on stage at like 9 a.m. And I talked to Coach Carroll, sweet guy. I love that guy. And it's like 8:45, 8:50. We're like, dude, where's the guys we got to mic up? Because we're in a huge room. If they're not mic'd up, sorry, I'm blowing up here. If we're not mic'd up, I can't, like, we're not going to be able to hear them. And so I get the first guy to walk in to get mic'd up at like 8:53 and just tell them, yo, man, you got to sit in the front row. You got to, like, just so we have some positioning for production value. Right. And I hear this. O's. I hear people banging. Like this room is shaking like an earthquake. Dude, they're calling me to go in and do the show. And some production assistant runs in, like puts the headset. I was like, dude, we need you now. I'm like, dude, we're not ready at all. I don't have any of my briefcase. Dude, I run in there. I don't know what's going on. I'm not ready at all. Like nothing's going the way it's supposed to. And it turned out to be the best one, which is kind of one of those things. You know, you have like probably a set for you where it's total shit show. You think it's going to be terrible. And somehow that ends up being the best one.
Yeah.
And with DK, I hacked his phone and his phone code was 1414,
nice,
which is why the clip went viral, because everyone's like, dude, guy used his jersey number twice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when I did it, everyone's like, oh, it's fixed, it's set up. He grabs my phone. He's like, get my damn phone back. Like, yeah, you knew he was clearing his browser history. And it was just, dude, the comments, if you read that, the funniest one I think had like 20,000 views, 20,000 clicks. I was like, dude, this guy's going to be a millionaire helping every ex-girlfriend right now. Yeah. Like get that PIN code.
Yeah, don't. Why are you doing PIN codes? Stop with the PIN codes.
That right? guy Bob. These guys will get bored. Yeah.
You're killing everyone, dude.
Yes, it's good.
That's can fantastic. Every mentalist should.
Can you tell me Nate's PIN code?
I'm working on that. Okay. I'm gonna go deep on Nate. We're gonna do a deep dive before I get out of this room.
Yes.
Oh no! I knew it as soon as I saw you were from Israel.
Yeah, you guys aren't allowed to be racist anymore.
I don't know, I'm trying. We probably got like till the end of this
year. No, we decided this year you guys are not allowed to be racist.
I'm gonna be late. That's it. I'll be a little late.
I hear you.
New Year's resolution is done.
Yeah. Yeah, either prove you're the Jews or knock it off. Knock it off.
Well, you guys got to prove it. You guys can't just stand outside and scream that you're Jewish. That's all you guys have done so far.
What if the Jew? What if real Jewish people done to prove they're Jewish?
They went through hell and back, dude.
I know.
To be fair, so did you guys, but
tomato, tomato.
Oh yeah, true. Forgot about your plight as well. Anyway, look, we've all been through stuff. Let's get down to some magic.
I'll tell you what,
bring it down, Shane.
Indentured servitude was no joke.
Get into slavery in the Holocaust next. That sounds ripe comedy here.
I mean, there was a potato famine, but
yeah, I mean,
there was a pretty rough famine that we went through. But you don't hear us claiming Jews. That's Catholic. Not gonna let a plight change our faith.
All right. Anyway. So,
what are we doing?
Yeah.
So. I don't. You got any more questions, or am I just gonna blow your mind?
When did you start this stuff?
I started doing this when I was a teenager, but I started doing magic tricks. So if you think about it, right, like, you got to start with comedy. I don't know. It's different. I guess it's kind of different because you could either be naturally funny, or you got to be pretty terrible for a few years before you start getting good.
Yeah, yeah.
And so with mentalism, it's exactly the same thing, because it's the only other craft that you can't practice alone.
Oh,
why stand-up comedy, they're the two most pure, because magician, Sam Morril, by the way, are you guys buddies? I'm a huge fan of Sam's. And shout out to Gary Veeder, if he hears this, because Gary's my boy. We did America's Got Talent together.
Wow,
we both made the finals. We've been good friends ever since. Anyway, so Sam had a joke. He just busted on somebody on his Instagram where he's like, magician comes up to him, like, are you the guy that tells jokes? He's like, are you the guy who brings your act in a duffel bag? And which is so true. So I used to be that guy. And what mentalism is once you get better and better at magic, like at a certain point, like a card trick, like, Matt, if I told you, here, take a deck of cards, pick one out, take one out, right? What if I don't even need the cards anymore? And I could just be like, what card would he just pick in his head? What? And so you start getting rid of props. So now I can go do a show and I don't need anything. I could show up, fly somewhere and do a show for 5,000 people with nothing, because I'm the show, right? It's kind of like you. The only thing I might need is maybe a marker and something to write with for visuals, but I don't need props.
Well,
that's kind of nuts.
I show up here with nothing.
I don't understand.
So I started doing this when I was 13.
How did you make the transition from the tricks to the mentalism?
So I did this all throughout high school and college, kind of to pay for college. This was like my side hustle, because my folks moved back to Israel. They got divorced, and I was like, somebody's got to pay for college. It's me.
Yeah.
So I was doing magic on the side, which actually made it a lot less fun. When you got to suddenly do stuff because you got to get paid and you're like 17, it's not as fun.
So you're like a stripper, but with magic.
Yeah. During COVID, I was literally like a webcam girl, but with magic.
You pay
like,
for college.
We'll stay on, fortunately, because nobody wants to pay for this.
Yeah. So you paid your way through doing the tricks.
Yep. And then I worked on Wall Street. That was like my whole shtick when I was on America's Got Talent, is like, this guy quit Wall Street to be a mentalist. And that's why I became kind of like the Wall Street mentalist. And I do primarily corporate events.
Nice. That's some marathons too, right?
Yeah. I run marathons, ultra marathons.
You did your research. You're not the only one.
Last year, I got most press in my life was for running, not even doing this. I ran around Central Park more times in a day than anyone ever has in history. I ran 116 miles in 18 hours. And I got a 2-page full spread and a cover on the New York Times. Thing went ballistic viral. Yeah, it was nice. And I raised a bunch of money for Ukraine at the time. So it was like,
oh, nice.
Nice.
That's
116 good. Grand, 116 miles.
That's nice.
It was feel good win-win.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome, dude.
And then, of course, the main reason was to get girls when I was a teenager. Is there any other reason?
I was going to ask you, can you use mentalism to be a better lovemaker?
Oof, like kind of like Mel Gibson wife, and she'll what probably give a hard no on that.
Good question.
I guess you kind of
hear all the stuff they wish you were doing.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she's wishing this was longer than 2 minutes right now.
Really? I usually get less.
Yeah. I wish this was quicker.
It's a strong 2 minutes.
Yeah. I wish this was 1 minute.
Yeah.
Two is accurate. Sorry.
What women That's... want. Like, it'd be nice if you hit that actual spot inside of me. And you're like, shut up.
Get in there.
I'm trying so hard to reach it.
I'm going to dislocate my hips. That's like my favorite meme is the one with the basketball and the two balls. Are you familiar with that one?
No.
You've never seen this one?
No.
There's two balls that are stuck at the top of the hoop.
Oh, I just got to understand it now.
And the two balls, then she goes, when she says goes deeper, but you're already balls deep. Yeah. You've never seen that? I'm assuming this is not a PG-13 podcast, right?
No.
We're going to town here.
Yes,
we're
going to town. We're allowed to say whatever we want.
Literally.
Almost. You know,
how about this? How about this? Let's start easy. Yeah. You've been struggling with this. I walked in here and I said to you, imagine, right, we had like a deck of cards. I don't even want to use a deck of cards. Mm-hmm. I told you, picture as if, we don't know if it's a full deck. Yeah. God knows if I'm playing with a full deck. Yeah. And I told you, you take and you imagine you put one card in your pocket. There's not really a card in your pocket, right? It's more of like a pantomime, but you have like an invisible card in your pocket right now, in your mind, right? You don't actually have anything in your pocket.
For sure.
Right?
I don't think so. Man. Well,
this guy's about to reach into his underwear. It's about to get weird. Wait, Shane, here's what I do. Shane, is there a way? I don't know if I can hold the mic for this.
Yeah.
Can you hold the mic and will you hold Matt's mic for a second?
No cards in my pocket.
You ready? And do this. Here's what I do. I want to get something to write on. Stay right there. I'm going to get a pad of paper. Hold tight.
No cards.
No cards. Nothing. Let me see if I got something to write on. All right.
You're getting a bad feeling about this.
Bam. Right. Matt, do me a favor. Hold out your hands. Wedding ring. These guys, they look clean. Turn them over. Flip them over. They smell weirdly like lemon verbena. What kind of moisturizer is he using? Turn your hands back down and do this separate. Give yourself a little room. And here's where this gets interesting. Shane, if you were to, do you know what card he's thinking of? Do you have any idea?
No.
Okay, watch this. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write down red. You know what? Marker's dead. I'll get another marker. Hold on. Do this. Close your hands tight, like a fist. Close your hand tight. No, don't worry about it. I'll get one.
Okay.
Point to either one of his hands. You decide. That one, yeah. I want you to open it up. And I want you to imagine you reach into your pocket right now. Imagine you reach in your pocket, bro.
Do it for real?
Please. Imagine you reach in your pocket and you take out that card and it's invisible, right? It's not real. And I want you to hold it up right here like this so we can see. And now look at the card and look at me. And just think of it. Now watch his face. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. I was going to show indicators, red or black. Watch me. Think red or black, red or black. Hearts, diamonds, clubs, spades. Eyes flinched over. Didn't blink, but you saw him. The card's red. Am I right? And then I said, hearts, diamonds, club, spades. And I was watching you and you got tense. It's a diamond, isn't it? Yes. and here we go. You ready for the craziest part? Ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, jack, queen, king. Ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, jack, queen, king. I'm going to take that card out of your hands. Invisible. You could have done any card in your pocket. Get rid of that hand. No, this one hold tight. And you know what's crazy is I'm looking at the card. I'm looking at you and I saw the flinch. I turn it around. I think it's a six of diamonds. Yeah. Hold on. You ready? What if I could take that invisible card and make it appear inside your hand right now? Because you could have thought of any card, right? What if I could drop that card right there in your hand? Do you feel a card in your hand right now?
No.
No? Totally was invisible, but look, it just appeared. Open your hand, look inside. Look inside, look what it says.
What the fuck? You're
free. Oh, shit.
Whoa.
What Shane just went from 6 to midnight for the record. I don't know if you saw that.
I thought I stonewalled you, dude. Again, I'm like, no way. He's getting the number of the card.
Shane.
Yeah.
How long you known Matt?
10 years at least. Yeah, around there.
You got brothers, sisters?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I
Sorry, I'm fucked up.
Your mind for
yo, how about this? How about this?
No,
yo,
you fucked me.
It's perfect.
This guy fucked me, dude.
Give out any card. Shane, the clip you saw me, DK Metcalf, I had him take out his phone, and I said, you know what you've done, DK? He's a wide receiver. He has probably caught a ball probably several hundred times a day since he was 6 years old. You multiply that out, that's probably millions of catches. That's muscle memory, man. That's like Tiger hitting a club. I bet you, see the phone, hold out your finger. Hold out your finger. You lefty?
Yeah.
Okay. See that?
Yeah.
Mind reader. Lemaire's like, how do you know? All right. It is your phone, is this your phone or Matt?
Yeah, so
it's your phone? Is that, you probably done your phone thousands and thousands of times. And also, if you remember the story, I saw you at the cellar, and so I would think maybe, what if I could have seen you somehow type your phone code in, right? That's what people said on there. You must have seen DK. I never met him before in my life. But I bet you this, would Matt know your ATM pin code?
No.
That'd be a little weird if you did. That's a little more than a bromance, right?
True.
That's crossing a line.
It's keys to the kingdom.
Is there anybody you can think of that might know that information about you?
No.
Okay. Hold out your finger, and here's what I want you to do. Imagine that the code is 123, or like the pin pad is 123-456-7890. That's what's at the bank.
Yeah.
And I want you in your mind to imagine that you type the first number.
Don't give away my fucking okay? pin.
Imagine you type in the first number. Imagine you doing it right now. Okay. Yeah. Go. Show me some acting, damn it. Come on.
You want me to show you where I would type it in?
Well, dude, it's invisible. There's no real pad. Are you guys getting this? Nate, if I goes like this, do you know what number I just hit? No. There's
123-456-7890
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Type the number. Okay. Yo. Your butthole just puckered like crazy. Dude, I don't know if you got the gift. The first number's a 6, isn't it? You got so damn nervous when he said that. Yo, do you know his code for real or did you just guess? Because
no,
you got so tense. Yo, that was nuts, man. I wasn't even trying to reveal yet. Nick, you get an assist on that one.
You have to change
it. I have to call all the banks.
We might be juiced.
Hold up. Hold up, gang. I'm going to write down a 6 because that was crazy. I wasn't even doing a reveal yet. All right, 6. All right, you did the 6.
Yeah.
Now in your mind, now this is what, all right, right off the bat, 6 is unusual. I'm going to tell you you're an outlier because most people start with 0-1 because they do a birthday.
Damn it, that's mine.
Yeah. Now, I bet you didn't do your own birthday, did you?
No.
I didn't think so because that's a little too vain even for you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's like your number starts with a 0, doesn't it?
No,
okay. Yeah, I didn't read his line yet, but it's funny because some people do certain things.
Throwing you off.
Your probably isn't a birthday. Think of the next number. Think in your head, if it's, what do you do, 666? That'd be fine. No. All right. Think if you go higher, lower, higher, lower, higher, lower. Do you think you know the next number, Nate?
The Wild Wild West.
Yeah. I told you.
Are you guessing or do you know for real?
I'm guessing.
Dude, did he just nail that?
Yes. No, honestly.
Wild Wild West.
It was just being.
Well, it is.
Wild Wild West. You know what? It's Shane Gillis. You know what? I'm not that impressed. Here's what I bet you. I bet you it's not.
The Wild Wild West.
Because then if he loses his card, he knows one of his fans is going to get it. So let's see. Can you get the next number? Because I don't know what it is.
420.
I don't want you to say if he's right. What are you saying?
I said what?
Okay, let me look at him. No, I don't think you're right. He would have flipped out if you got it. Watch him. Watch his face. Look at me. Don't say anything. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Man, that's lucky you got that. Okay. Think of the last number. 0, 1, 2, 3. Look at the tension building. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. Yo, this is amazing. Now, there is no freaking way in the world I could know this, right? We met today when I walked in your house for the first time in our life.
There's no chance.
Now you might have gotten lucky on this, right? We agree on that.
Or I have the gift.
Or you have the gift, man.
Hey, yikes.
You guys saw it, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to show the camera too so we don't think I changed it or somehow. Okay. What is your code? Say, start with the 6. Start from the beginning.
6. All right, well,
you can bleep it. You can bleep it.
Bleep that whole thing. Because I'm not changing it. Now that's so lazy.
All right, you know what? Nate, here's what Nate did. Nate read your mind. Nate, how about this? Do you remember the name of your second grade teacher?
I don't.
That's fucked up.
Forget it. Yeah. Really. Cut deep right there.
Well,
No, you know what? Here's what I'm gonna do. You know why I don't remember it? Obviously, it didn't mean much to you.
Yeah.
Let's do something deeper.
Okay.
Let's make this exciting. Close your eyes And I want you to picture the face of the first girl you ever kissed.
That bitch.
Open your eyes. How much history you got with everyone in the room right here? Lemaire, Matt, Shane, a lot of history. You go way back?
Yeah.
You ever tell them the name of this girl?
No.
Okay. Ever?
No.
All right. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to think of the first letter in that name. Have you ever posted this on your social media? You ever write this down somewhere on a piece of paper like this? Have you ever told anybody anything?
It's been on MySpace, but I didn't know that when MySpace. I had MySpace. Yeah, yeah.
I've definitely been searching MySpace.
Yeah,
here.
Saying they don't,
I've been
no
stalking Friendsters
no
too while we're at it. This is just 2023 no throwback. All right. Think of the first letter.
All right. Do I need eyes open, closed as a man?
Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do.
All right, I'm closing. He's trying to block you out. I'm trying to not let you into my soul.
Now, you know when you say a vowel, like a name like Oscar or Andrew, right? A-E-I-O-U. You have to open your mouth. You have to open your mouth to say a vowel. You have to watch me say E. Try to say E without opening your mouth. Can't do it. Can't do it. And here's what you did. Here's what you did. Your mouth stayed closed. The name does not start with a vowel, does it?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Because you're watching. You're trying to do something with your lips. And man, open your eyes.
His glasses
pick
are steaming
any
up.
Letter. Pick any letter in this person's first name. I want you to mix up the letters.
Uh-huh.
And then grab a letter out of the middle and just think of that letter. Just grab one. You got it?
I got it.
Look at me. T. Do you think of a T?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Nate, you're fucking weak, dude.
Oh, yeah. Hold up.
I'm shaking.
You're fucking weak, Nate.
He wrote in your hand. Your brand. You're marked by the beast.
Here we go. Come on over. Check this out. You are marked by the beast. Also, by the way, if you think of another card, think of another card right now.
Yeah, why?
Wait, this one is going to appear on the head of your penis. No, I'm totally kidding. Lemaire, come see. Yo, I got this weird vibe. You ready on this? I told you to think of your first kiss. Because I thought it was like a family show, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I saw someone with a vowel. There was another name. You were thinking of the first girl you ever had sex with too, weren't you? And this was like the one you were more excited about. I don't know why this name popped in your head because I said first kiss. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Let's stay with first kiss, but another name popped in your head. The name of the first girl you ever kissed, I think this was like third grade. I think you were both third grade. Tell me.
Nice.
What? You guys see this? What was her first name, your first kiss?
Brittany.
With an A, right? Brittany.
That's my wife's name, dude. That's my wife's name, dude.
Yo, take this pad. Go over there. Write down the name of the first girl you ever had sex with. Don't even do it in the corner. Make sure nobody can see. Go over there.
Not too
make
deep
sure
in the
no
corner.
One can see. Not right there in front of me. Go in the corner.
Damn, dude.
And you know what, Shane? Grab a pillow, put it over my face. Make sure there's no way I can see
anything. Yo, bro. This is scary, dude.
Shane, choke me a little.
Hold it. Just a little. Safe word.
Hold on. Matt, get it. Matt will hold you.
What's our safe word?
Brittany.
Yeah. Tell me when he's done.
I'm done.
Is it against your body?
Now it is.
Cover it up. Okay, here we go.
All right.
First girl you ever did the deed with. Look at me. Look into my eyes. Look back to that day. What are we talking? 3 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago? This guy's been on a hot streak. Think of the letters. Mix them up. Grab a letter out of the middle. Think of that letter. Change your mind. Back and forth. What's that? Hold on. Look at me. It's not. That's a D. What's the vowel? Starts the vowel. M-A-N-D. Amanda, turn it around. Show everybody.
Well, no.
Wait. Brittany. Is the girl? I already wrote that name down.
Yeah.
No. I said the name of the first girl you ever had sex with. Is that Amanda?
They're the same person. I promise you, the two are the same person.
They're both named Brittany?
Now,
who's Amanda? Were you thinking of Amanda first?
Amanda
popped in there, but Amanda did pop in there, but she's not the first person I've had sex with.
He didn't count that one. You know what I'm saying? It was very premature. It didn't really. I get it. Your secret's safe.
Wait, hold on. Were you actually thinking?
I did think of a person named Amanda, but it was because.
Did that pop in your head? No.
This is what popped into my head because when you asked that question,
yeah,
you said the first kiss, like my first. I knew it was the same, so I was like, I don't want to say the same thing. Oh. Amanda was next.
He was thinking of Amanda. Hold on, Lemaire.
That's insane.
Let's try something, Lemaire. Lemaire, yes. Oh, Lemaire.
No. Hello.
Here we go.
Lemaire's going to be tough, dude. His is Frank.
You have to tell me I know these things. LeMaire, we got five people in the room.
Yeah.
Right? We got me, you, Nate, Matt. We got Shane. Shout out to Sean on the camera. Yeah. Imagine that somebody walked through that door. Okay? Now, here's what's going to make this good. Hypothetical. I'm going to make this impossible. Dead or alive. Dead or alive. Man or woman, but somebody famous. Got to be famous. I can't, because otherwise, you know what? If you told me I could have anybody dead or alive, I want to see my grandma again.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more sad. Brings the somberness of the show down, kind of like when you brought up the Holocaust and slavery. callback. Is this not a comedy podcast? Callback, Shane.
Callback.
These jokes are flying high for you.
I got it.
And somebody walks in, sits down right here on this couch, and you're like, oh my God, you guys get out of here. I want to hang with this person for the next 2-3 hours. I want you to picture that person right now as if they're in the room. Can you do that?
Yeah. Already doing it, dude.
All right, watch me. Look this way. Who do you pick? Now, I don't know, LeMaire. Did you tell me he was going to be here when you told me to come to the podcast? No. I knew Matt was going to be here. That was it.
Yeah.
I think LeMaire, when I said dead or alive, that's when his eyes lit up. And he was like, oh, shit, I could do dead or alive. Because now that expands your horizons. Because living, you could technically run into somebody. We live in the greatest city in the world. You could run into anybody in New York City.
Yeah. Dude, we ran into you.
Well, I'm here. Yeah. I think this person's dead. Am I right?
Yeah.
All right. Hold up. Now let's keep going.
Can't be an anime character.
He might have done an athlete. I think he likes athletes, but I think he wanted to go big. I think he wanted to go Hall of Fame. And I said that this person would walk in this room. But you know what I think now in hindsight? I think he turned around and moonwalked. You're thinking of Michael Jackson, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
Everybody thinks Michael Jackson. I saw the NFL one, dude. It's such a nice trick. Every black person says Michael Jackson.
Dude, come on, dude.
That's fucking crazy. I thought Vince McMahon.
Oh, he's alive.
I know, but that was.
Yeah, you're right.
But he's an easy one to guess. Michael Jackson's. I would have never guessed that you picked Michael Jackson.
He was imagining Michael Jackson coming in on John Cena's shoulders. For the record, visual. That was the visual.
Oh, John Cena's batting off a bunch of little kids like, get out of here.
Run.
I'm still fucked up.
Man. Destroyed.
Dude, get out of my brain, man. Get out of my head.
Get out of my brain.
That's fucked up.
You have your phone?
Yeah.
What are you on? Is this? Oh, your calculator. Can I go back in? You want me to unlock it for you? Let's go to your ATM next, baby.
It's up. What do I need?
You know what? 1, 2, 3, 4. I want to make a memorable moment. Do you have your phone? Do you use Siri?
No, not really.
Anybody use Siri anymore? Am I the only one? Let me grab your phone. Here's what you do. I want you to add up a number. I like how he keeps looking. He's like, don't go to the photos. Here's what I do. I want you to add up a number, okay? Add up a number. But I want every single component of it to be, you know, forget the one you have. I want you to make one up on the spot, fresh, right here on camera, so nobody thinks like, oh, this is set up or anything. I want each one of you to put a little piece of yourself into this in a way. Think, what are memorable days in your life? Hear me out on this. From the day you were born until today, what are some of the most memorable days of your life? I'm assuming when your daughter was born. Am I right? For me, like when your kid's born. The day you might have, I don't know. Like, give me another day that in your life is very memorable. Give me one.
9/11.
That's truly it is, but a bad one. Yeah, I mean, like good or bad. Good or bad. Here's what you do. LeMaire, I want you to think of a day in your life that was either good or bad or whatever, but a specific day. So like 9/11 will be an 11 in this case. Think of a number. Either 1 or 2 digits. You got a number in mind?
Yeah, no,
don't write anything. No, don't write anything. Can we use your calculator?
Yeah.
Type that number in. Just the 1 or 2 digits. Type it in, please. You don't have to say it out loud. You got it? Hand it to Nate. Nate, here's what I want you to do. Mm-hmm. I want you to think, look this way. He did a day. I want you to think of a month. Now, if this was January, that's number 1. If this was December, that's number 12. Mm-hmm. Something memorable in your life. I don't know the month. We don't need the day, but a month. Have you got a month in mind?
Yeah.
Do this, hit plus and type in the month. Don't hit equal though. We're going to add some more stuff in.
All right.
You got it?
Yeah.
Matt, don't let me put thoughts in your head. Yep, yep. You heard me say your daughter's born. Now he's like, oh, she's no stuff. I want you to think we did month, day, and now a year.
Gotcha.
Okay. And a year. And I want you to also think of a year.
Okay.
You got it?
And a year.
It's got to be a year that's, well, no, I'm going to do something different for you. You know what? You got a year in mind?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Stonewall, Matt.
And for you, you know what? Let's do this. When you were growing up as a kid, did you have a do this, do this. Hit plus and do this. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Do the two-digit year. So if this was like 97, do 97.
Gotcha.
If it was 2004, do 4. You get it?
Yep.
So it's probably a two-digit number or one-digit number. You did that?
You said if there's a zero, you put a zero.
Yeah, then like, if it's like 07, just do plus 7.
Gotcha.
Feel me? And now a year in your life that was meaningful.
And then plus?
No, don't hit plus yet. You got just like that. A year in your life that's meaningful. Like 1995 or 2006 or whatever it is. You got it? And do this. Look at me. I want you to hit multiply. And now type in your year.
Did Notre Dame win championships in 1995 and 2006?
Did you do it? And now hit equals. This has got to be, even if everyone lowballed it, it's probably like over 10,000. Is it over 10,000 or no?
Yes.
Is it's not over a million, is it?
No.
Unless you did like 99, I don't know, whatever. So anyway, do you have Siri on your phone?
Yeah.
Or who has Siri where we can like ask Siri a question?
I guess Siri. Matt
loves Siri.
That's not true.
Turn up the volume on it. See if you can get Siri to talk into the mic.
Like it's an insult.
Hey, Siri. I might have disabled this, actually. She doesn't talk.
No?
Let me see.
I don't want to use my phone. People say it's a trick. Let's use yours.
Hey, Siri.
Hi there.
There you go.
She talks dirty. That doesn't count as porn, right? That doesn't count as porn. Did my due diligence. Yeah. Heard you guys on Rogan.
Yeah.
This guy's like, I just think of things in my mind. I'm like, how do you do that? Turn up the volume.
It's all the way up.
It's all the way up?
Yep.
Okay. Can we come over here with the mic and the thing? What do I do to hit Siri a question? Okay. Dude, what... remember what I said to you guys. How do you make a memorable moment? Really memorable moment, right? How do I make this a memorable day out of every day? Since the day you were born until the day, how do I make this one you'll never forget? What did you did a day, you did a month, you did a year, and you did, I don't know, something else in your life. What did it all multiply or add up to? What did you get?
12,830.
Does that mean anything to you? 12,830. Does that mean something to you? To you? It's not a PIN code. It's not like a zip code or nothing? Okay. Go back in. 12,830. Can you bring the mic a little closer?
Hi, Siri.
I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else I can help with?
There you go. Siri, what was the date 12,000?
My phone's fucked up.
Siri, what was the date 12,830 days ago?
It was Friday, December 11th, 1987.
That's your birthday.
I picked 1992 for the blizzard of 92. Oh my God.
What the fuck?
I picked the blizzard of 92. I can't believe that.
2020. I was like, that was a pretty good year, I think.
I was like 2022.
Oh.
Wow.
That just happened.
Yeah. What was the problem again? Divided by, how did you even do that? What was the math?
Whatever
the
you guys all had, I times it by whatever year I wanted.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
We've all been mentalist.
We've been mentalized. That's fucked up.
We've been mentalized.
The mayor's
dude.
So shook he can't even speak anymore.
No, that was actually pretty clear for him. He's just getting sharper. So if I would have picked 2019.
What if I did? What if I had picked 2020? Because I was going to pick 2020.
We can go through this whole rigmarole.
I was going to pick 2020. I said, no, I'm going to give him. He doesn't know I love the Blizzard of 92.
Blizzard 92.
He doesn't know I love
He did.
And you're thinking two numbers.
2020 and
no, hold on, look at me. You were thinking two numbers that were the same. It's like when he did it, 3 and 3. Were you thinking of 3 and 3? I don't know. You just said 2020, and I saw in your head 3, 3. Did that make sense? I don't know. Okay,
no,
I don't know.
But no, 2020 and 92.
Okay,
but maybe
why'd you do 3, 3? Also, that was weird. He thought of number 3, 3.
Oh.
Dude, you're thinking 3320? I don't know why you just did that. Is that your code? You just thought 33. I just read your mind, dude. You were thinking 33.
I was going to do 432.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
But it wasn't what you were doing. I had a 3 in there. You're right. I did have another 3. You almost cracked
bro.
Me.
Bro.
That was awesome.
That's weird.
Yeah, how did you perfect
Brittany
this?
Brittany was impossible.
Yeah, that was with crazy. The A?
With the an A,
I mean,
too.
The card.
That was bullshit.
It was all impossible.
That was bullshit, dude.
Michael Jackson.
Truth comes out, Nate. You were with Matt's wife. This is got real weird.
The first kiss, dude.
There's going to be words when we get back to Philly.
Yeah, I was trying to block the facial twitches, too. When you were going through numbers, I was going like, totally stonewalled.
Blocked the facial.
Wild, wild west.
That was fucked up.
You saw Shane, and you're like, Shane's amateur hour over here.
The Wild Wild West. Christ.
Let's just repeat that a few times. So that Sean can't edit this out. There's going to be some Easter eggs in there.
Yeah, it was pretty unbelievable. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm in shock.
That was pretty awesome. So then you just stop doing these things, and what do you go? You go get lunch and
this
stuff?
Way, Shane asked me, he's like, should we do the performance at the beginning? I'm like, if I do that at the beginning, Shane, you're not going to be able to say anything after. He's like, no, we'll be good. I'm like, no, you won't.
So in the mentalist community, are there guys that you're like, damn, that guy's so nasty? Is there guys that you're like,
but
trash?
We all know each other. There's not that many. It's a very small profession. Yeah. Very shockingly. Like the guys who do most of the big, I call it high profile events, or the guys who are the most televised.
Yeah.
Are a very, like, kind of one hand.
Who was the guy who tricked people into like jumping off of a building? Did you ever see that? Darren Brown.
So that dude was huge in the UK. He's probably the most famous. He's the most famous mentalist in the world. But in the US, he is not. He got the Netflix special, but he's not like a household name. In UK, he is David Blaine Copfield. He's like a household.
Yeah.
And he was just tricking people to jump off
buildings. Dude, he did this thing where he made.
Were they dying?
He set up a whole environment where things got so fucked up.
Yeah, I heard this show. Dude, it was like a dead body.
It was the push. Yeah, to push someone off the building. Yeah. It was fucking crazy. And they fell in a safety net, but he convinced people to kill people.
But he did.
They had to be like, nah, it was just a trick. And they were like, fuck.
That's my finale, too. LeMaire's like, I'm not coming to your show.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, man. I'm just on the road all the time. Just working.
Really?
Freaking people out. And if you, I don't know when this is going to drop, but everybody watch me on before the Super Bowl.
Probably tomorrow.
Oh, nice. I'll be on ESPN right before the Super Bowl, February 12th.
Nice. So what do you think?
Humble brag. Hopefully right before the Super Bowl. Yeah, Super Bowl party. ESPN is on.
Yeah, dude, get on there.
We're going to freak some
people
out.
What do you think about people with like psi abilities?
I can't say that doesn't exist. I'm not like this person who debunks, but a lot of the things I see psychics do, I can do just as well, if not much better, to be honest. But I don't have the,
damn.
I don't have the moral compass where I'm going to like scam people out of being like, oh, I'll talk to your dead uncle, you know? Like,
Yeah.
So I could do that. Imagine instead of me guessing like his first kiss, we could tell him stuff from like he think of stuff, because most of what psychics are doing in a lot of instances is cold reading. They're watching you and they can size you up. Like they know Shane is wearing sweatpants during the day. Like you can see somebody, they got a wedding band, you know their age, you know they're coming in, you know their mom statistically might have died of heart disease or something. Like you can size people up real quick. So you could decide, and then you're like, oh, I'm getting picking up a name with an M. Is it a Michael or a Mark? You know, you start getting hits. People forget the things you miss. They remember the things you hit, right? Yeah. Kind of like you could have a set where most of your jokes suck, but if you have one killer bit, that's what people are hopefully going to remember. With psychics, people are gravitating towards it.
Yeah, they want it,
So I've always wanted to be like really psychic. I'm not. I've done some things where I can't understand how I did them, but I don't think it's psychic. It's sometimes I get lucky, or sometimes I get intuitive, or sometimes I get like a guess and I try to analyze how did that work. And it's kind of like anything. It's like timing.
Dude,
you try to figure it out.
Do you have an example of such of your non-psychic abilities?
Like, what do you mean? Like things I've done that I can't explain?
That freaks you out, yeah.
Oh, I've had it in shows all the time, man. I just have things at shows all the time where I can't explain to you. It's, you know what? It's like ping pong.
Amanda was weird.
Yeah, Amanda.
Yeah, that one. That
I'm
one.
Also
weird.
Getting a
that
guy.
That one because it was like I'm layers also, to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know Amanda.
Yeah.
Also picking up the name Nicholas. Who's Nicholas? No, I'm totally kidding.
Fuck!
It was that one time you were drunk. Doesn't count. I'll guess things and I'll be like, I don't know how I got that, because it's not the normal methods I do it, and then I can't figure it out, but there must have been a way. And it's, you kind of lean into it, and sometimes you just think it's luck. Like I'll do stuff with it. I had a card trick one time before I was a mentalist where when I went to Michigan, there's a BD's Mongolian barbecue, a place closed down, but you ever in the Mongolian barbecue, they like rip, do you know what I'm talking about or no?
Never been there. No.
Mongolian barbecue, you guys don't know this? They make food where they make it on like this huge circular.
Oh, yes, I have.
Dude,
yes.
Sounds
so fucking good.
This is the secondary of the show. But I used to work there and I did a trick where people would pick a card instead of being your pocket, a magic trick. They sign the card. I say, put it back in deck, shuffle it up, rubber band it like crazy. And I take the deck back. I rip. I go like this. I riffle. I go. I go, did you see that? And they go, no. And I'm like, look on the ceiling, bro. And their card is stuck to the ceiling. Yeah. And it was my signature trick. And there's hundreds of these cards all over the ceiling. It was like my calling card for years when people go into this restaurant. And I was at this college. And damn. So there's a trick where I did that one time. And the guy gave them back to me in the rubber band. And right when I did the like riffle, rubber band snapped. Cards went everywhere. I was like, you know, like they just screwed up the trick. I can't do the trick. Cards are all over the floor. And I start walking around to pick up the cards. And dude, the guy tells me the card we can't find anywhere. And it's not going to be on the ceiling now because I couldn't do the trick.
Yeah.
And so, dude, we get to the end of it and we can't find the card. And this guy's like, oh, this is it. This is it. Like, he's like, it's like LaMere was when it was Michael Jackson. Like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm screwed up. I'm like getting sweaty. I'm like, I don't know where the hell this card is. And so he's like, where is it, man? He's like, is it on me? Is it? And then finally I'm like, and then I like just check, legit, just to check under my shoes. And I lift up my shoe. And it stuck under my shoe. And it was just a fluke where my shoe was sticky or gum. And dude, this guy probably talks about this to this day.
And it was an accident.
And it was full on, full tilt. You better believe I took credit. Like, hell yeah, bro. That's how it happens every time. And dude, in my mind, I was like, I think I got hard right then. I was so excited.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was a miracle. It was an absolute miracle.
Wow.
And so you asked me that. I don't know how that happened. Yeah. But you know what? It's like putting monkeys on a typewriter. Yeah, you do that enough times, they're going to write you Shakespeare. That I probably did that trick. It just rubber band broke. I'm sweating profusely. Dude, I don't know. So things like that happen.
How does that translate with like the personal relationships? Can you not mentalize, or if you're like asking people questions?
Can you like tell when somebody's lying to you?
Yeah, like if you're
in
like
certain instances, yes.
If you're like, hey, how many times you come or whatever? Like, yeah. Whatever. You ever get like a... Five.
Yeah. Five. Just fully.
It's exactly.
A bunch.
Oh, yes. The best.
No, I've never been with a black guy.
What the fuck? What? Let me think of the name.
Got it. Yeah.
Dead man.
I think Shane might actually be a mentalist. Guys. I think the comedy hustle is just to like hit a certain level, and then this is going to bring you to the next.
This is completely break off.
Next Netflix special, definitely. Mentalist.
The mentalist.
Comedian. Light dose of downs. You know what I'm saying?
Mentalist retard.
Well, I mean, that was a comical example. I was just kidding. But like when you're talking to people and they're like, are they sending off signals all the time?
I turn it on. It takes a lot of focus. Are you funny in real life? Yeah, but it's not. You got to like, people don't get that. Well, right now, we're at Thanksgiving dinner. Do a set. It's not going to work. Yeah, I've got to put you in a situation. So like, for example, I've had really successful and famous people call me that you just like, I'm not going to say names because you're not going to be, you're gonna be like, are they that dumb? Who have literally said to me, dude, I'm buying a company. I need you to come in for a negotiation. And if I was more, I really, in hindsight, mostly should have scammed that person. Who knows how much they would have paid to be like, hey, come in and like tell me what he'll actually spend. Because like, what if somebody's going to spend at $1.16 billion instead of $1.1 billion? But so I tell them, I was like, dude, I'm not going to lie to you. Do I have a tactical advantage? Yes, but it's very small because when I get in there, I can't be like, all right, now look at me. Now think of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are you, dude?
Between $1 and a billion.
You're not the lawyer. Like, I can't set you up the way I want to set you up. When you're in my world, I'm the director. I point the camera where I want and you do the trick the way I want. If you walked in right now and just said, I'm gonna do this and I'm not, could I do it?
Yeah.
Maybe, but you can't really hypnotize somebody who doesn't want to be hypnotized.
Say you came in as a mentalist though, it's two billionaires about to like exchange, I guess, like water rights in India, and you're there. Could you be like, the guy could be like, I brought in some entertainment, and then you could do the whole thing and skew it towards the deal.
100% yes.
That's the move.
In front of the Indian, man.
Yeah, have some boys come and dance at first, and then like just some entertainment.
They have to be willing to, honestly, yes, that's a great way to low-key kind of trick somebody over.
Yeah, I've provided entertainment.
Where they don't realize under the guise of a show, and I'm like, oh, you got something in mind? Let's do something from your
recent
memory.
Have like a girl chained to the wall.
Yeah.
Basically Jabba the Hutt. Jabba the Hutt's palace.
Imagine your first kiss holding a sign with the amount of money that you're willing to spend on this company. I'm gonna look at me. Britney's holding $1.16 billion. Throw me $20 million, bro. We got a business model.
What I was saying, dude.
Dude, can you do? I hate to ask you to do more stuff.
I'm doing one last thing. You ready?
Yeah.
I gotta leave. I told you my kid's got a. I'm volunteering at a school, not mind reading. Diorama building. All right, hold on. You gotta hold this mic. We gotta come on over. I gotta be hands free because I gotta for you guys to do this. Here's what I want you to do. You can hold the mics a little lower, and I want you to each face each other.
Yes.
You ready?
Yeah.
This is cute. I got very excited. All right. You're lefty.
Mm-hmm.
You're righty.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys want to come over so you can see this too? Wait, why are all you guys holding hands?
We're scared.
This got weird. No, this is not. This is not suddenly kumbaya. All right. Do this. Not holding hands. Hold that one finger, and just the tip.
No,
just the tip. Just for a second. Gay. Like you haven't done this before. Okay. Matt, look this way at me. Look this way at me. Turn your body a little, face me so you can't really see Shane, but you can see him at your peripheral.
Uh-huh.
All right. Here's how this goes down. I'm going to take a piece of paper. All right. This will be the only thing where I'm not involved. Everything until now is I've been kind of guessing stuff, doing stuff, right? I'm not going to be involved. If you feel me poke you in the shoulder, mm-hmm. How many times did I just do it? We count three. You nailed it. Okay. If you feel me do something, if it's once or more than once, I want you to keep track of how many times.
Okay.
Now you do not need to like announce it. So if I take this piece of paper, it won't be a poke necessarily. It could be a poke, squeeze, or it could be something as light as a brush. If you feel it, you don't have to scream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't be like, oh my God, it falls on my hand. Cause literally we can all see it. Right. Are you guys watching this? All right. Now my theory is that while you two are connected, you don't have to push. This is kind of, this got aggressive for some reason.
It's a curve line.
Yeah.
Ooh, that looks like mine, honestly.
Is that Shane and you are going to be joined, literally. Look this way, Matt. Look this way. All right. Tilt your head a little. Just look over. No, you don't tilt. I want you to be able to look up a little so you can see your hat. All right. Close your eyes. No peeking. Mm-hmm. Can every single one of you see Matt? Everybody say yeah.
Yes.
All right, Matt, this is kind of like if we were to do a, you know, action. This is the moment. No peeking. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna do a test run.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't hurt him. All right, Matt, did you just feel a poke on your left knee?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see me do that?
Yes.
You gotta say yes, Shane. Yes. Say yes, Shane. Yes. Knows. All right, you're not peeking, Matt. Your eyes are closed 100%. I want you to tell us all, do me a favor, tell us all right now, what did you feel after your knee? What did I do to you? What'd you feel?
My nose, you brushed it with paper.
Yo, open your eyes, bro. What? I just took this paper, leaned over, and brushed him down his nose.
It was my nose. I swear to God, I felt it rub my nose. I felt it touch my nose. It's like
it was me.
What?
No, you did it to me.
You did it. Came down my nose.
Yo, man, he wasn't nowhere near you.
I swear to God, it touched my nose. It touched my nose.
That's how you end the night, baby.
Oh, dude. Awesome job.
So
no, it
that was amazing.
I felt it as clear as day.
If you go take a leak, it's gonna be real weird. It's gonna be real weird. Eskimo Brothers all of a sudden. It's real weird.
Well, thank you.
That was awesome.
That was incredible.
Dude, it was like felt right down my face, yeah. I swear to God.
I mean, we filmed it. It'd be awesome if we did it to you.
Like we are up, baby.
Man, that's unbelievable.
Shane is crying.
I mean, that was
I was
sweating, dude.
You have to take a break.
Nate's gonna take a mid-afternoon nap after this.
He's gonna take a walk.
Yeah,
dude.
I'm gonna go break.
And he's about to see if Brittany still got it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I might slide in. No.
All right. Well,
the mentalist knew everything. First base, all the way to the home run.
Oh, you're the real deal.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, man.
Dude, awesome, man.
I got
awesome,
comedian
bro.
Friends now. I love it. I'm nestling my way in eventually.
All right. Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Later, boys.
Bro. Yeah. What the fuck?